Let's see where the positivity lies on Fan Friday. And we're going to start with the home side, rightly so. Let's pick up with Mickey the Blue. Morning to you, Mickey.
Morning, Steve.
Where are your positivity levels?
Sky high, mate. Absolutely sky high.
What, just from the win over Cardiff?
No, mate. I think if I was the gaffer, I'd be playing that 96-minute winner over and over again.
Really?
And there should be, yes, mate, there should be no more motivation than that to go out there, put a shift in, and obviously, you know, try and sort of get one back over them because it's long overdue.
You see, I had this conversation on the Radio City Legends with Sharpie last night, and I said, do you think the manager, Marco Silva, would make any reference whatsoever to the way in which they lost the first derby? And he was adamant that it just wasn't something that would be on the agenda.
Probably not, from a professional point of view. I wouldn't have thought it is, but from a fan's point of view, and at the end of the day, you know, they're all sort of human beings. I mean, to be honest, I still haven't got over it yet. Do you know what I mean? And if I had the chance to put it right, then, you know, I'd kill for it. But obviously, it's a professional game, and he probably wants to, you know, he'll take a different angle. But it's certainly, from a fan's point of view, it's going to be nice to hopefully derail Liverpool's title challenge.
I mean, the thing from that first derby is you played so well. If you'd won the game, no one would have batted an eyelid about that.
No, and I think it's a mental point of view. I was talking to the lads on the Blue Room on Wednesday about it. It's definitely been a mental point of view over the years. Now, obviously, there's a lot of new faces that went into that game, and they went in with no fear. And it just goes to show that if you can, you know, if you go in without any fear of playing Liverpool, they were there for the taking. We should have won the game. You know, we didn't put our chances away. And there's only Liverpool that can do that in the 96th minute. You know, it was our own undoing, should say. But there's only Liverpool that could do that against us. You know, it's happened so many times over the years. So it's all about having a positive mental attitude, and hopefully that's what they'll do.
Now, I was talking with Tony Scott before. He said there's no pressure on Everton. I refuse to believe that. I think there's pressure on both sides for differing reasons. Ped was on the other day. He was trying to plough the same line as well. He said it doesn't matter to us at all whatsoever. You're not going to tell me that's the case for you.
No, I'm not buying that. Not a chance in hell. It's a Merseyside derby, so anyone who goes in thinking that there's no pressure on us and I don't care what the result is, then I think they're a barn pot. What I will say is that there's more pressure on Liverpool than there is on Everton going into this game. Liverpool need 3 points here. They've got Man City breathing down the necks. It's you know, only a win will do for them. Whereas, you know, we could probably come out of there with a draw and it wouldn't be a bad result. But to say that there's no pressure on an Evertonian going into a Merseyside derby, I think, say a bit mental.
How much would you enjoy derailing Liverpool's title challenge?
Oh, honest to God, it'd probably, you know, we've got nothing to play for, have we? Do you know what I mean? It's probably the last thing. Klopp's come out, hasn't he, and said it's Everton's World Cup final. And it's our biggest game. It's not a World Cup final, but it's our biggest game that we've got left this year. And if it could go somewhere, I mean, you know, there's still 30 points to play for. There's 10 games left, isn't there? But if this could go some way as to sort of, as you say, to derail the title challenge, it would be amazing. But first and foremost, it's just beating Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? I don't think, as an Evertonian, there's no better feeling than beating Liverpool. So that comes first and foremost. And obviously, if it can derail their title challenge, that would be amazing as well.
And you haven't had that feeling for a while.
I go into every Merseyside derby, Steve, optimistic. You know, as an Evertonian, you've got to go in optimistic. You know what I'm like. I am positive.
Of course you are.
But, you know, it's going to be hard. I think I had before saying, what are we, 33 points behind Liverpool?
Yeah.
It's the biggest margin going into a Merseyside derby for a long, long time. And I know the old cliche is they say that form goes out the window. I think that was the case a couple of years back. I wouldn't say it now. Do you know what I mean? I think, you know, I think with the players, going back in previous days, it was all for the shirt. I think there's a lot of players now that play for themselves. So I think the old form goes out the window cliche doesn't work with me anymore. And I just think we've got to go in and be positive. I'd love to do the team talk. I'll tell you on Saturday, on Sunday.
You'd love to do the team talk. And what would your team talk be, Mickey?
I'd have them up for it, I tell you.
Go on then, Al.
I'd literally just say get into them, do it for the fans. Do you know what I mean? Get stuck right into them. If you've got to throw your foot in, you know, you should. But just don't leave nothing on the pitch. Don't come out, come away from that game thinking, I could have given another 5, 10% more. Leave absolutely nothing on the pitch. Do it for the fans. It's, you know, long before time. And just remember what happened in the 96th minute at Anfield and how it felt and how the fans felt. And if we can turn that round, then that would be amazing. I'd say it'd go a long way to putting a little bit of positivity back into our season.
A refreshing Everton perspective. Mickey, thank you very much, pal.
All the best, Steve.
Let's take on the Liverpool side of things with Jay. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Steve.
Well, of course, the memories of the 96th minute at Anfield are still pretty vivid for you.
Yeah, I think that was the catalyst, wasn't it, for Liverpool to go on and have a fantastic month in December and all top of the table, and we're still top of the table now.
Yeah. How can that game play into Liverpool's hands?
Which, the game on Sunday?
No, yeah, how can the first Merseyside derby be of any use to this Merseyside derby?
Well, it could be psychological. I've just listened to the back end of what Mickey's saying there, and yeah, I mean, maybe they could use that as their team talk, as if to say, well, imagine how you felt that day and what the fans felt like, because it was a bit of a sucker punch. It was a fortuitous goal for Liverpool and a massive 3 points, but, you know, it can be psychological, because, let's be honest, Everton haven't won a derby game, have they, for 9 years, so... You know, there's 18 games in that time, and like, I think Liverpool have won 9 of them. They've withdrawn 9 of them as well. So, you know, it's one of them. It's a psychological barrier for Everton players, the club, and the fans as well. So, you know, they're hoping that they can get one over on us, stop us on this march for the league title. But, you know, Liverpool got a confidence booster in midweek with a victory against Watford. So, you know, let's hope we can take this game forward now into the derby on Sunday.
There's no doubt that there's greater pressure on Liverpool because of what's at stake.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for Everton, even a draw is great for them because it disrupts Liverpool's progress, doesn't it? And takes the title out of our own hands, really, doesn't it? But the thing is, when Liverpool beat Bournemouth a couple of weeks ago, we had a 10-day break and we couldn't get any momentum going. So the victory was sort of a little bit in vain, really, because it disrupted us. This time around, we've had a great win against Watford. And a couple of days later, we've got the opportunity to carry this on. Now we've got to build from here. Liverpool need to keep on winning games of football if we want to win this title.
Yeah. How confident are you? Have you done the predictor? I know that's been going around a lot of the WhatsApp groups and what have you. I see some of the papers today have got their pundits to work out the final results of the season. Many of them are coming out with Liverpool as winners by 1 point. Have you done it yet, Jay?
Yeah, I had Liverpool coming out by 1 point as well. But, you know, I think it's one game at a time, really. You can't look too far ahead, can you? I mean, you know, Liverpool have got a couple of good games now on paper where you would say that we should win the games. But, you know, it's just, you've just got to go out and do it in the 90 minutes, haven't you, to make sure you get the result. But, you know, first things first, we've got to go and win this derby on Sunday.
Does Divock Origi start the game? He was, look, he made an impact the other night. He stretched play, but of course, Watford's style of play allowed him to do that as well. We don't know whether Firmino's going to be fit. If Firmino is fit, does Firmino just naturally come back in?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously Origi's got a decent record against Everton. I think he scored 3 derby goals against them, but, you know, I think it's one of them, isn't it? The other night it suited them really playing against the Watford side at Anfield, whereas a derby game's a little bit different, especially being at Goodison. And you'd like to think if Roberto Firmino's fit, then he'll start the game. Maybe a little bit harsh on Origi, but, you know, Firmino's still a main man up front for Liverpool.
But Everton aren't going to do what Watford did, are they? And, of course, you're going to see probably an Everton side making it very difficult for Liverpool to break through, whereas Watford made it more of an open game.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the first 20 minutes was probably crucial, really, to try and quiet the crowd down a little bit. And if Liverpool can get an early goal, great. If they don't, then, you know, we've just got to be patient, haven't we, and hope that our superior players will see us through in the end. But I'm fairly confident going into the game.
There's quite a bit of chat coming from the Manchester City camp. I've seen Raheem Sterling talk about Liverpool's mentality. Zabaleta, former Man City man, saying that, you know, he was aware of how Liverpool were more on edge a few years ago when they were trying to vie Manchester City for the title. Sterling saying the same sort of message. Do you feel Liverpool are sort of mentally strong enough at this stage?
I don't know. I mean, we questioned, didn't we, the pressure the other week, and Jordan Henderson then came out, didn't he, and said that they're reveling in the pressure, but we hadn't really seen many signs of it. We drew 3 games, hadn't we, out of the 4, and then we really needed that performance and result against Watford in midweek, and now we've just got to kick on from that and make sure that is the confidence boost that we needed. But I'm sure we'll find out in the next couple of weeks, won't we, if we are genuine for it.
And just on the derby, is there a little bit of you that fears that the odds would state that sooner or later Everton have got to win a game?
Well, they have, yeah. A lot of averages suggest it, but I just think Liverpool in these type of games, we're normally, you know, we've got the key to success, haven't we, in them? So I'm confident going into it, Steve.
What's the score going to be, Jay?
You know what, I think we do have to be patient. An early goal would be fantastic, wouldn't it? But I just think we'll get a goal in the first half and we'll get a goal in the second half and it'll be a comfortable 2-0 Liverpool win.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.